Welcome back to the Slutrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Anna D, aka The Professional Goddess, here to empower women to build their own empire and interview sluts who like to make money. On my podcast, I give you a peek inside my life as a girl boss, mentor, retired cam girl, viral TikToker, and now 1% OnlyFans creator. I share my ups and downs of running a multi-million dollar business and the difficult yet sexy path to success. So, my dear slutpreneurs and my boss bitches in training, grab your notebooks, put on your crown, and if you're a new listener, it's an honor to have you here. Get ready to take a peek inside my pleasure chest. Hello, sluts. We are recording this on August 26, 2021. First things first, let's talk about this week. The last two episodes, I've been trying to keep you up to date with everything that's been happening on OnlyFans. And I feel like every single day, something new just keeps happening. So what's happening? Well, this morning, there was a tweet from OnlyFans that said, "Thank you to everyone for making your voices heard. We have secured assurances necessary to support our diverse creator community and have suspended the planned October 1st policy change. OnlyFans stands for inclusion, and we will continue to provide a home for all creators." So reading this, I thought, okay, of course they heard us. Now, what assurances have you secured, and why didn't you secure these earlier? Why do you keep referring us as a diverse creator community? Can you not call us sex workers because you are ashamed of who we are, as many political parties and religious groups are, which are putting pressure on these credit card companies? And when you say suspended the planned, define suspended. Is that just could still be reinstated? Because that's not giving me a lot of confidence. How do you stand for inclusion if you did this to us in the first place? And your plan is to provide us a home again, so you kicked us out and then said we could come back. Like, this sounds like a text from an ex. We also got an email from OnlyFans. "Dear OnlyFans creator, our acceptable use policy will remain the same and can be found here. The proposed October 1st changes are no longer required due to banking partners' assurances that OnlyFans can support all genres of creators." Now, why did they change the assurance? I just don't understand. They want to support all genre of creators, and OnlyFans is committed to providing a safe and dependable platform for all creators and their fans. I just don't like using these words, like safe and they're committed, because they've proven otherwise. So we're going to head over to Twitter. I mean, Twitter is keeping us all up to date. This has really brought this to creators' attention that fees need to be reduced if they want to continue supporting us. We're seeing that people are losing subscribers really fast, and this is really gaslighting and manipulation, like its purest form. What else do we have on Twitter? Like, we don't want to keep fucking their fans around if they've already moved. Someone said, "We made your platform. How about some recognition and promotion? Call it how it is. You're a porn site. That's the only reason you are a household name. Own it." That's another thing. Like, they don't promote us on their platform how other platforms do. And they'll promote these, like, PG creators, which is so weird. Like, you go to OnlyFans Twitter, and it's just, like, people doing cooking shows. And I just don't understand. "When your job fires you and calls you back a few days later because they're short-staffed." That's a fact. Also, AVN Stars replied to OnlyFans saying, "Your payment gateway, which is CC Bill, specializes in pornography websites. Blaming them for your business decisions was always a scapegoat. The SW community has built your platform." So a lot of people are also recognizing they said suspended, not canceled. Calling for a reduce in fees. The Silver Queen says, "OF, I lost my teaching job when I signed up on your site to help take care of my family. Since June, I put all of my eggs in your basket. I'm 50 and can't keep starting over." But that's the thing about sex work. We're used to starting over, but this was just like a big blowback. The Aspen London says, "Could you not have emailed the creators first? Surely we should be a priority over a PR tweet." Facts. Someone says, this past week has been mentally exhausting for all of us. Because of your lies and final decision, now you've changed your mind again. I mean, yeah, the mental of all this. I mean, when people lose their jobs, they do crazy things. We've already all started migrating and making moves. This is just madness. Destiny says, let's not forget that OnlyFans was okay with us all losing our jobs. Rebecca Goodwin says, you've already demonstrated how quickly you'd boot us off. Told us all you had no choice, contradicting yourself here, OnlyFans. So I also want to note that in their terms, it says that they can change the terms at any time. This is true for most websites, and that's why we get so many emails all the time with updated terms of service. Also in the news, so I recently posted my other websites that I have subscribed to on my OnlyFans. I saw a creator on Twitter take a screenshot of what they messaged OnlyFans support, and Chad from OnlyFans on August 23rd replied, hi Rose, thanks for contacting OnlyFans. Please note that you may share links to other social media platforms, including our competitors, for as long as it is just a link and not an urge to stop using OnlyFans, as the other platform is better for some reason, etc. So I thought that was really interesting. So on my profile, I said, hey guys, you can find me here on Snapchat. I just made my Minivids account, Avian Stars, Sext Panther, Fan Centro, and Chatterbait. I'm still working on verifying my Peach Porn account. With all this being said, I went to look at my Frisk site the other day, and their site was down due to being hacked. So I do want to remind everyone, be very careful giving websites your bank information, especially like your ID and all your bank details. And that's, unfortunately, you have to confirm yourself that way on these websites. So that kind of raised a red flag for me. So, time for the Ask
Anna segment.
You can email me all your questions at slutrepreneur@mail.com. Not Gmail, just mail. Daisy Navarro asks, are you planning to buy any investment properties? If so, what cities and states have you thought of? Great question. Pre-pandemic, I wanted to purchase an Airbnb property so desperately bad in my hometown. That way I could save money when I traveled there. And I felt like there's a huge market of dog lovers who can't find Airbnbs in cities because of these like heavy dog fees or them not wanting dogs in their home. So I was going to create this like 70s dream, and I wanted all of the cutlery and mugs and everything to be like unique Goodwill finds that are all super groovy and just like a thrift dream, like a bohemian, colorful oranges and yellows and this real bright, fun, mod, hippie Airbnb. And I wanted to just have a really low budget and take my time. I didn't want to upgrade anything in the house too much if it was going to get dirty anyways. I wanted to like do some like have dog crates in there and like a really durable couch and just everything I've learned from having three pit bulls, like having a thing of toys and like treats when they come. And I'm just all about an experience. I'm on the Yelp committee. Sound like such a Karen. I have a Yelp badge. Okay. I love leaving reviews, and especially when people execute an experience beautifully. Like, it's all about the experience. Put plants in the shower, put love notes on the pillow, have a little handbook of the city when you get there. So I wanted to make this happen. It's just a passion of mine. And I thought, you know what? When I search to go out of town, I only search for dog-friendly places. So that's what I wanted to do. And then I found a place, and the numbers just weren't exactly what I wanted to be. I wanted to keep looking. And long story short, I ended up not getting it. The pandemic happened. And with the market being just crazy, and no one can predict what's happening, I'm just playing it safe right now and not taking too much of a risk. And the risk I did take this year was buying the warehouse for my companies. It's a fulfillment center. It's our office. It's our headquarters. It's a studio. We do photo shoots there. We do training. And I can do and work in many ways at the warehouse. Huge expense, huge risk. So the B&B is put on hold. You know, in the past, I was like, let's get a B&B in New York or a city, and then we'll have a place to stay there, and it'll always be rented out. And now if you go to New York, it's like a ghost town. So I'm no means an expert at investing in properties, but I'm open-minded to it. I think it's great if it's like a gift that keeps on giving, if people are paying to rent it out or, you know, rent it for the night. But then again, with the pandemic, you heard about these people who owned like entire communities and people couldn't pay their rent. And then the owners of the building can't pay their mortgage. And it's just a slippery slope. Now time for our fetish of the week.
I want to eat that pussy.
Sapiosexuality.
Sapiosexual or sapiosexual.
Sapiosexuality. A person who is sexually attracted to highly intelligent people, so much so that they consider it to be the most important trait in a partner. It is a relatively new word that has become more popular in recent years. Sapiosexuality. Being attracted to smart people. And moving on to our slutpreneurs in the news, I just have to say, great news, ya girl was in the latest Inked magazine article about OnlyFans. So if you want to go read the article when this news hit, check out Inked Mag. You can search Anna D or OnlyFans on their website and check out the article. I was blown away that a media outlet was giving positive support toward the SW community. That's just one of the things that can help change when the spotlight is on the sex workers' voices. So huge kudos to Devin over at Inked Mag for asking me some really important questions. The Inked Mag article is called Sex Sells Moving Forward After OnlyFans. And it's way crazy. They got a response from Adam22 in this article because I feel like he is a heavy player in the creator world, especially on YouTube and his podcast. He's interviewed tons of celebrities. So for them to mention me and him at the bottom, I was like, okay, press.
Yes, queen.
Okay. So I just wanted to read a few quotes because I was really proud of my responses, y'all. I was in the car like about to cry. I was so nervous. But they freaking plugged the Slutpreneur podcast and my sex toy shop, The Horny Stoner. That never happens, y'all. We never get free advertising because we're so explicit, as you guys can relate. I talked to them about safety. I feel like a lot of people are upset about OnlyFans, but they don't realize the real crisis about the violence that can happen because of this. Quote me, this is going to push people back to escorting and back to the strip clubs where workers are abused, kidnapped, held hostage, and killed. I can attest to this because I was harassed, groped, stalked when I was at the strip club. Without safety or necessary resources for sex workers, it's simply going to take away our human rights and it will unlawfully punish us for speaking up. You know, I always thought you should not be fucking with a sex worker's money because we have a whole type of ambition that no one else has. But more so, you don't want to fuck with a pimp's money because he will go lengths that I can't even talk about. And then towards the end, I basically quote, there are many plans to move forward with or without OnlyFans, but what's most important is you do it safely. If you're funneling customers off the platform to your new ones, you want to do it abiding by the guidelines. And as always, diversify your funds. All your eggs need to be in multiple baskets. You need safety nets on safety nets. I hope this fires you up. If you're an entrepreneur, find the silver lining and get moving. Time is money. All of that is kind of what we discussed on the last episode. And the very last sentence in this article, they quoted me, I wish OnlyFans the best of luck. Not really.
Evil Empire, laughing all the way to the...
So in today's episode, I wanted to talk to my business owners, particularly my entrepreneurs that use Shopify.com as their e-commerce platform. So I have 5 Shopify stores. Most of you know, I got a clothing company. I sell knives. I have my sex shop / tobacco store. I have the Slutpreneur merch shop. And I also have a store for my soon-to-be dog rescue called titsforpits.org. Mm-hmm. We are going to go to my apps within my Shopify admin. And applications for your store are just like apps for your phone. And there are so many great apps, especially free apps that you can utilize in your store to totally circumvent and do a workaround for things you pay for or codes that you may not know how to do. These apps can make your website work faster, more efficiently. They can help you create higher conversions, which is getting your customers to hit that checkout button. So many great things we're going to go over. And get your notepads out, write these down, and here we go. Let's start with alphabetical order. Avalara Avatax, also known as Avalara Trust File. This is my sales use tax calculator. As you know, when you buy something on the internet, there is still a sales use tax that is different per state. So what this app does is it collects the tax, and within their app, they organize it by state. And then when the end of the month rolls around, they let you know which state you hit the threshold where you have to pay a certain amount to the government based on how much sales tax you incurred. I believe it's a little around $100 a month, the plan I'm on, but the time it took me to manually do this through whatever government site it was, I got to the point where I said I would happily pay $100 than not have this headache. So yes, do it yourself. If you have the knowledge and threshold to learn about sales use tax, but that is not my specialty and nor do I have the time to do that. So Avatax is what I use. The site and the customer service is not my fucking favorite, but there isn't a better option that is virtual as of now. The Fraud Filter is a free app that is a Shopify app, and this is fucking fantastic when someone places an order, and imagine they receive their order, yet they still open a bank case, you know, assholes. These types of customers are the worst, and I'm not sure why they do it, because we have all the receipts to show that it arrived safely, yet their bank will still side with them 99% of the time. So the Fraud Filter is a great tool. What you can do is open the Fraud Filter and you can create different profiles. So let's say Karen Smith in Oklahoma decided to do this fuckery to us. So we can make a block that anyone named Karen Smith can't order again. It'll block them. You don't necessarily want to do that because there's probably another Karen Smith out there that's not her. But you can do it by her particular address. You can do it by her email, her phone number, her IP address. You have to create different profiles for each type of information. So I would make one for her address, one for her email, one for her phone, one for her IP address. Because here's the thing, scammers can change their name the next time they order. They can use a different email address. So it's good to cover all your bases. I had a girl who scammed me for years. She used different names, different addresses, and finally I got it to block her order when I realized I could do her IP address in the Fraud Filter. And it was quite funny. This college girl messaged me like, hey, why won't my order go through? And I sent her all the receipts and I said, girl, why? Like, why pick my small business? That's just rude. And I'm pretty sure she responded calling me a cunt, and I was just like, whoa, projection. We have an app called Freebies. I'm not too knowledgeable of this app right now. My team has added it. We are trying to add free items at checkout based on your order threshold. So items we have 100 plus in inventory, at the end of their, or on their checkout page, you want to say, hey, if you have $50 in your cart, you can get this free mask or this free lighter. And it is an upsell to encourage people to spend more. And they also get a little reward. So something that I personally like when I shop on websites. So Freebies, the app icon looks like a piece of cake. The affiliate marketing app we use is GoAffPro, GoAffPro. And I'm very happy with this affiliate marketing. It keeps all of our affiliates in an organized area. It provides the affiliates to apply. It gives them a custom discount code. It keeps track of the new customers they bring in. And then we also have payouts. You can pay them out in store credits. We use PayPal because we want to hand them cash for doing us a favor. So it has all these different settings, and it
gives you this whole page to customize when people come to the sign up form. So check out any of our websites. They're always all linked in the description. And if you head over to the modeling or affiliate area, you can see how it works for us.
Feel different, like you don't belong? Well, come join the Baelian gang. If you've ever wondered what's actually at the end of the rainbow, it's alienoutfitters.com. Their goal is to accent your individuality and provide a secret style source for a unique species. On their planet, you will find a variety of clothing, accessories, and alien-inspired goodies. All orders are hand-packaged by a small team of extraterrestrials straight from the UFO. They continue to cater to those who aren't afraid to be themselves and express this through the collections they offer. Each product is quality controlled to ensure it lasts your human lifespan guaranteed. Alien Outfitters is Slutchapreneur approved, so go get your freak on at alienoutfitters.com.
We use Klaviyo for our email marketing. We had to leave MailChimp because our stores were just too sexy. And now we use Klaviyo. It's way too fucking expensive. You have to be a mastermind to utilize all the amazing tools it has. It's definitely an upgrade, but I have hired independent contractors to do our email campaigns, to run A/B testing, to look at our statistics and learn from them, because it's a lot. But there's so much you can do. You can segment your customers based on what they buy. You can create sign-up forms. You can do text, SMS marketing. It has a lot of options as far as email marketing goes. It just goes beyond that. So definitely something to research if your business starts to really grow. We use an app called Homebase for all of our scheduling and when employees clock in and when they clock out. So that app is Homebase. We did used to use TimeStation. It is a free app and we used it on an iPad. Everyone had a little QR code they scanned when they came in and when they left. But so many of our people are salary now that it didn't make sense. So check out Homepage, or if you want to do something free, check out TimeStation. I think TimeStation is just a website that you can download the app. I'm not sure if it's connected to Shopify. Now let's move on to magical browser tab animations. This is so cool. I recently downloaded this. If you are shopping on our website and you change tabs, like on your desktop computer, our tab that's up will animate. It'll be like, hey, baby, like come back to us, or little like emojis or sparkles, whatever you want to customize it to. Like, you know, don't forget about us, or, you know, I see you. So magical browser tab animations is just a great way for your customer to be reminded that your tab is still open and for them to come back and finish shopping. Now, it might be annoying to a customer, so see how it looks first before you download it. Ooh, this is a good one. Everyone needs this one. Minifier, image optimization. Minifier will scan your entire website, every single picture, every image, every header, and it will reduce the pixel size to A, make your website faster. And well, yeah, that's really the only reason to make your website run faster, so ginormous images aren't taking forever to load. But the best thing about this is how much time it saves, because now you don't have to individually resize things time after time. And it's pennies. It charges you, I swear, if you did 1,000 images, it might be $3. And this leads me to the next app, which saved so much time when I started my business, Photo Resize by Pixie, P-I-X-C. Same thing. If you have product photos and images that are like rectangles and all different shapes, this will go in and square out every single photo, so it's all in unison. And I used to go in and crop every single picture after taking them on my camera. Now I actually have a camera that can shoot in square format, but Photo Resize is a lifesaver. And if you have a e-commerce store, you need a currency converter. We use MLV Auto Currency Switcher. If it's not free, it's very affordable, but basically if anyone's in another country, it will automatically change the currency to match what country they're in. Because tell me, how frustrated do you get when you go to a website and it's in like GDP or AUD and you're like, oh, it's $20, and then you go to checkout and you change it to USD and it's $1 million or you don't realize till you check your credit card statement. And we've had customers do this in different countries and open bank cases because they're like, it was $20. And I'm like, no, you didn't. That's USD. That's United States dollars. It's not your country. So the MLV auto currency switcher avoided all of those issues for us. Next is Omega Instant Search. Still, I'm having a hard time finding a search bar app that is affordable, fast, and easy on the eyes. I keep going back to Omega Instant Search. So if you check out our websites and search something in our browser, see how it looks. It works for now. What I like about this is the analytics, because I can go to the app and it can say like, hey, hundreds of people keep searching the term palm tree, but you don't have any listings matching it. And I'm like, oh shit, the palm tree bong doesn't have the tag palm tree in the product listing. We need to add that because people are fucking searching it and we're losing money. So you can see what people are searching the most. You can change landing pages. So if someone searches model, you could automatically have it forward to your affiliate program page through GoAffPro. So if you find a better search bar app, let me know. Some of them, like if you search pink, it will auto-populate all your pink products. It could take you to a separate page with the search results. You know, you want to have as many products as you can on that search result page. And I believe the automatic search bar that Shopify gives you will only show 12 products at a time. And the more clicks that a customer has to do through your site, the less likely they are to purchase. So imagine them having to click through page on page of search results to get to what they need. And by that time, they're frustrated and they're say, fuck it, and they're on to the next tab. Printful Print On Demand. This is the print on demand service that we use to print all of our graphics. We use Printful because they have a local printing station in our state. Most of their products are made in USA. They're super affordable. Basically, you upload any graphic into their app and you can print it on absolutely fucking anything, any size, home decor, clothing, tech. It's so cool. It has saved me so many headaches because we don't have to store all this inventory in our warehouse. So at the end of the year, when we're counting how much inventory we have, we don't have to add any of this stock to that number, which is great for taxes. Anytime someone purchases a shirt that's print on demand, the order gets sent to a local Printful warehouse. They print it and they ship it directly to the customer. One thing I don't like is the customization. We can't necessarily send our, you know, postcards and stickers and freebies in this order, and they might take a little longer to ship based on which warehouse they're shipping it from. But all in all, it has been such a lovely way to print patterns on items, and it just elevated our store's presence in the customization of shirts and not just buying from other brands. Now we're able to create our own designs and really provide that to our community and customers who love our brand. Next is the Quick Announcement Bar app. This is great for if you have a new store. I've used this since the beginning. Basically, if you're having a sale, you can have a banner at the top that describes the sale and you can customize it, what color, what pages you want it on. It's always been great for sales and updates. Reamaze Live Chat and Help Desk. This is the customer service app we finally use because I fucking finally have a team of customer service agents. I can't believe for 5 years I answered every fucking email. It was like the second I went to bed, I'd just be emailing. The second I woke up, it was just all customer service all day because I wanted to respond so quickly. But with Reamaze, it organizes just everything. If a customer hits us up, we already know how many times they've ordered, where they live, etc. Like, it just has so much information, and it's so easy for our team to have different agents do different stores. We can tag each other in things. We can leave notes that the customer can't see if we're trying to solve something. So Reamaze has been a huge asset for all of my brands.
Always carry, in case there's cake, BladesForBabes.com products are intended to protect you while also being cute as fuck. Whether you just started your collection or just need something pretty to open your packages with, we have something in store for you. Hand-packaged by my stellar team, we infuse every knife order with bad bitch vibes guaranteed. Stay safe and sexy at BladesForBabes.com.
Next is Reconvert upsell and cross sell. Reconvert is an app where it reminds me of Amazon, where when you're on a product page, it says customers who bought this also got this. That is cross selling. We don't use that as much as we use the upsell at checkout. So when you check out on our website, you will get your order confirmation, but it'll say, hey, bitch, you got 10 minutes to pick out anything you want, 50% off. And boy, oh boy, we get so many sales from the post sale. And this is just extra income. Even if you're breaking even, you're getting inventory out your place. So this has been really fun to play around with. We always, you know, you can discount it just on one certain product. Like, hey, do you want to add this to your order? You know, at a special discount price. And it's just a great way to upsell your products. It's really affordable. And I think as a customer, that's something I would enjoy. Next is Ship Hero, inventory and shipping. If you didn't know, I have interviewed the CEO of Ship Hero on my podcast, and he interviewed me as well. He's a wonderful gentleman. Those interviews are also on YouTube. Ship Hero is what we use to completely handle our inventory management and shipping at our warehouse. It is a beautiful price of $2,000 a month, but it is the best of the best, and it is necessary for us running multiple businesses and doing bundle deals and multi-product bundles. But prior to that, we used ShipStation, which is the affordable choice that is the most user-friendly. So check out both. If you're just starting, check out ShipStation. If you are a hella Shopify expert, take a gander at Ship Hero. Next, we have Shopify Flows. Shopify Flow is an app that Shopify created. It does flowcharts for you. So I will tell you a little bit about the flows that we have in Alien Outfitters. They have articles upon blogs of ways you can utilize Flow. It's different for every store. So for example, when a product sold out on my store, I wanted to get an email to know that something sold out so that I could remove it from my shop if it was something I wasn't going to restock. So I created a flow that when inventory changes to zero, hide the product from the store and shoot me an email. We also use it to help us with customer information. So if we have spend tiers, if a customer's been back 5 or 10 times, or if they spent $1,000, we add a special tag to that customer. So if we want to do a particular sale and just target them, all those customers will have that special tag within their account. We also did this with pre-order items, Printful items we used to add. We added a lot of tags to these orders because using ShipStation, you can use flows within ShipStation using the tags. So if you're familiar with pre-orders, I'll make this quick, but if we had a jumpsuit on pre-order, someone bought it, we would basically make the order so it's not ready to ship, but it has a pre-order tag. And when it's imported in the ShipStation, it puts the order on hold and it knows that it's a pre-order. So all these little tricks that create flows so that you manually don't have to do it. We did this for repeat customers as well. So if they were a repeat customer, we'd have a tag that would tell ShipStation like, hey, add this freebie into their order because it's their second time back and we want to thank them. So honestly, we probably aren't using Shopify Flow to its best capability. And again, Shopify has so many examples of what you can do to fire off with the magical flows that will save you time and workarounds and avoid you having to do behind the scenes tech work based on what you're selling and what you need. Shopper and Stock Counter is an app that shows the customer when you have only 5 left in stock or only 1 left in stock. You can change the settings to offer urgency on your product listing when you only have a few left. I, myself, as a customer, if there's something I want and I'm like, oh shit, there's 1 left, I am buying it right fucking now. So very happy with that. And it was easily implemented into the code on our website. All of these apps, you can contact customer service if you're having trouble getting them integrated with your store. All right. Smile, rewards, and loyalty. This is our rewards program. and loyalty programs. And when you shop, you get points and you can redeem those points into store cash later down the line. Enough said. Next is terms and conditions confirmation. Having an 18 and up store, we want to make sure the customer checks the terms and conditions confirmation box saying, again, they are confirming they're of age. They are confirming that what they're ordering is legal in their state. They are confirming that they agree to our policies, including our return policies. Because you can't return no lingerie you tried on. You can't return no pipe you smoked out of or dildo you used. So I encourage having a terms and condition box on your website for that reason alone. There's also, I might as well say, there's 18 and up pop-up apps that if you have an 18 and up store that it's necessary you have. Whenever I mentioned Klaviyo and how they have sign-up forms integrated within the email marketing app, we use their free sign-up forms for this pop-up to avoid having so many apps that our store runs slower. Because that's another thing. If you have 100 apps on your phone's going to run really slow. So you want to try to find apps that do as much possible for your store instead of having to buy little apps that do every little thing individually. So research what stores can do the most. It's kind of like with hiring. You want to hire someone that can do like three things that you need versus just one thing. You know, you want the 3-in-1 package deal. Last but not least, Wishlist Plus. Wishlist Plus is our wishlist app. I think every store has a little heart on the product pages and it creates a wishlist. This one has been our favorite because it integrates with many things. It integrates with Klaviyo, so when people wishlist things, our email marketing campaigns can retarget people who have saved items. It integrates with TapCart, which is our mobile app creator, I guess. So when people are on our app, they can also wishlist things. This is actually a new integration. Before, we didn't have it so that you could have a wishlist on our app. But obviously, users who are, you know, repeat customers, they want to be able to wishlist things on their phone, on the computer, and on their app and have it all populate the same way. They want to share their wish list to their boyfriends, so, or girlfriends, or anything in between. And yeah, so that's the Wishlist Plus. At the bottom of the apps page within Shopify, it will suggest popular apps to you, apps to get customers, apps to find products. I see countdown timers, spin the wheel coupons, live chat robots, free shipping bar, product badges. The standout tab is showing me like product reviews, frequently bought together, PageFly landing page builder. So we could go on and on and on about all the amazing apps that Shopify has to offer. But these are the apps that I personally use. Being a Shopify member for what feels like 8 years now, these are the ones that have stuck with me through thick and thin, especially with new competitive apps coming out on a daily basis and jumping hurdle upon hurdle, going through bad apps. These are the ones that I've stuck with. These are my ride or dies. With that being said, I hope you learned a little something from this episode if you are an e-commerce queen. If you want more episodes like this, hit me up in the DMs. And as always, if you support the show, I would love to leave a 5-star review. It really helps with our growth. And if you want a free shout out from me, check out my Amazon wish list. It's in the description of this episode. I am craving a live on air neon sign. So I'm just going to manifest that and throw that out in the universe, see where it sticks. Thanks for watching. I love you and I'll see you next week. Bye.
It's the end of the show, so time to plug myself and pay some bills. So lube up. If you want to keep the show going and learn more about myself and my empire, you can check more out at professionalgoddess.com. My YouTube, mentorships, ebook series, and everything else is linked in the description of this episode, as always. And remember, every time you leave a 5-star review, a slutchpreneur has an orgasm. So keep the big O's coming. Connect with your fellow girl gang in the Slutchpreneur Squad Facebook group at cehoes.com. That's cehoes.com. hose.com. You can also just search professional goddesses in the Facebook search bar and it should come right up. Plus, we have a Discord chat, which is our XXX chat to help our fellow sluts out. You can get this link through the Facebook group or just shoot me an email. We'll get you in there. And lastly, if you want to get all up inside me, follow my free OnlyFans at Rebecca Blue with 2 K's and my explicit page at Rebecca Rabbit. Now, all you have to do is put in onlyfans.com/my username. I also offer shoutouts, which can be purchased at RebeccaBlue.com or just private message me on OnlyFans. So, I hope you have a wonderful rest of the day, and as always, refuse to be anything but successful. Go make that money, honey. I'll see you queens next Wednesday. Bye!